It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys.us podcast. I'm your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz, and on the other line is the man, Scott Burkowski.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Scott, what's going on? You know, the chat room this week has been filled nothing but AMC 14 talk.
Oh, yeah, and first of all, before we start, if you listened to last week's podcast and heard everything I said about AMC 14, it was 100% spot on, and I think everything you hear from me today will be 100% spot on. So keep your ears open, because we got a lot of interesting stuff for you. And by the way, Bob, I think this week a lot of Dish Network HD customers are going to start being a little happy.
Really, Scott? What are you hearing?
I'm just hearing it's going to be a very busy HD week.
Yeah, not only that, I think it'll be in a very busy HD week for DirecTV also. You know, all these people that have been talking about AMC 14 in the chat room, it's only been a week. They haven't done anything, although I'm hearing that there's a lot of people working on it. And, you know, don't count Dish out of the picture yet. There's a lot of positive things happening at Dish Network right now.
Yeah, let me explain the backstory of what I'm hearing. And this is kind of long and convoluted, so bear with me here. But all the channels that Dish Network announced on the Charlie Chat were all scheduled to launch either in late March, which is where we're at now, or April. The AMC 14 satellite, if it made it to orbit on its proper launch and everything was okay there, that satellite was not due to go into operation until sometime in May. So the big announcements that they had in the Charlie Chat, that was all with or without AMC 14 in space. It's not needed to add all those new channels. And that's always been the case. And unfortunately, in the press, there's been a lot of negativity towards Dish Network, saying that it's all doom and gloom and that Dish can't add any new HD channels. Well, Dish Network is going to prove it this week. And throughout April, they're going to be adding a bunch more HD, a bunch of HD locals, a bunch of national HD. It's all going to start happening, all without AMC 14 in space. If you read my multi-channel news column on Wednesday, you'll see that I wrote about this. And if you think about it, it really makes sense. DirecTV had their launch this week, and they're not planning on starting to use that satellite until September. That's a long ways away, folks. You just don't launch a satellite in air and have it start working the day after it's sent up in space. There's a lot of testing done. They put it in a special test orbit, usually a different location, and do some testing there. And they do all kinds of testing to make sure the bird's in full operations. And then they move it to its home, and then they start using it. Now, if DirecTV was going to stay until September before they start using DirecTV 11, you know, Dish Network, with its plan was to start using AMC 14 in May. It was a really good turnaround time for that satellite if it went in on time. Now, unfortunately, it's not going in on time, but even still, without AMC 14 there, and let me reiterate that again, without AMC 14, it's 61.5. Dish Network's HD plans are moving forward full speed ahead. And I want to comment on the AMC 14. I'm seeing a lot of doom and gloom out there. Let me tell you what I'm hearing about AMC 14. Right now, they're letting it just float. And the reason why they're letting it float is because they are basically having some of the best rocket scientists in the business do all kinds of math calculations and, you know, projections and, you know, modeling and this, all this kind of stuff, to figure out what is the best way to get AMC 14 back to 61.5 while using the least amount of fuel. Now, there's not a question of if they can get AMC 14 into orbit. It's a question of how. One single calculation, if you're one or two digits off, that could mean the difference of a 10-year lifespan of the satellite turning into a 2-year lifespan of the satellite. So they're really being careful here, because they want to get the satellite up into orbit, and they want to do it using the least amount of fuel as possible. Just because you're seeing it floating around in space doesn't mean they've just given up on it. They're actively calculating all this stuff out, trying to plan the best way to get it there, again, using the less amount of fuel as possible.
And Scott, you're absolutely right. And that does make a huge difference between 2 or 10 years. And I think the reason why everyone's throwing doom and gloom at Dish Network is because Charlie has been sitting on this bandwidth for so long. And, you know, finally they announced the satellite launch and finally they're announcing HD channels and everyone's putting 2 to 2 together when really it's not the case.
Well, one of the things that confused things was Dish Network put out an 8K on the Monday after the satellite launch saying that this satellite launch may delay some HD launches, including HD locals. Now, people confuse that together with the HD national and HD locals that they announced in the Charlie chat. But what that really meant was future launches that have not been announced, you know, channels that may not even exist yet or local markets that haven't even been talked about yet. Those ones may be delayed, and I use the word may because actually, if AMC never makes it there, Dish Network's only down 4 transponders. As you know, on the 31st, Sky Angel's going dark, so they're gaining 2 transponders. So if they do some things and shuffle some things around, they can still put up every single channel they wanted to put up using what they currently have.
Right, and we're going to have a special deal for Sky Angel on the 31st when we do our podcast that week for Sky Angel. But, you know, Dish has proved that they're not all talk. This week they went ahead and lit up 2 different DMAs on Rainbow One spot beams, showing that this is their plans are moving full steam ahead.
Yeah, the Rainbow One is lit up from the Philadelphia and the Washington, D.C. areas. I believe it was transponder 11 and transponder 15. And you're going to see a bunch more going spot beam on 61.5. You know, this entire thing here, for as far as a new HD being added, it wasn't that Charlie was sitting on all his bandwidth, per se. Because in saying that, the 61.5 was full of international channels before. And what Dish Network has done over the past about 9 months or so is they transitioned all the international channels off of 61.5 and moved them on 118.7 or 129. And what that has done is finally opened up all this space so that Dish Network can do the stuff at 61.5. Now, for the people on the West Coast, I'm constantly getting the question, what are they going to do for us on the West Coast? And unfortunately, I don't really have an answer for you there. You know, for the most part, 61.5 is accessible anywhere in the United States. I understand in Washington State and some parts of California, it's a low look angle, but for most people, they should be able to get it. You know, Voom was a national HD service when it was a DBS service, and people in California could subscribe just as good as people in New York.
Right, and you know, there was a lot of reports that people were able to get the service and the only issues that they had was trees being in the way. And you know, with a great installer, you can potentially move around that issue by looking at various locations on where you're going to install your dish potentially.
Right, right. Hey, Bob, I understand that you put together a package of this week's other big news, and I consider this really big news. It was a magical moment in time. It's the DirecTV launch.
We're dedicating today's launch coverage to Sir Arthur C. Clarke, who died yesterday at the age of 90. He was an author of more than 70 novels, including the story of the film 2001, A Space Odyssey. And he was a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize. A true visionary, in 1945, Sir Arthur presented the concept of positioning satellites in geosynchronous orbit, and the development of communication relays by satellite, much like today's mission for DirecTV. You're watching live coverage of the launch of the DirecTV 11 satellite. We're looking at a Zenit 3SL rocket ready for liftoff from the Odyssey launch platform, positioned at 154 degrees west longitude on the equator.
Stand by for terminal count. Последние секунды предстартового отчета. 10, 10, 9, 9, 8, 8, 7, 7, 6, 6, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 1, 1. Lift off. Main engine is at nominal thrust. Begin pitch over.
Director
IOV stabilization is nominal.
Прошу команда контакт подъема.
Propulsion system performance is nominal. Flight is nominal. Begin engine throttling for maximum acceleration. Flight is nominal. Second stage vernier engine ignition. First stage engine shutdown. First stage separation. Second stage main engine ignition command is issued. Orbital block separation confirmed. Exiting settling thruster ignition confirmed. Block beam sleeve adapter jettison confirmed. Main engine pressure is nominal.
We have confirmation that the second stage has jettisoned and the Block DM main engine is now in operation for a little over 4 minutes. The Block DM upper stage takes the spacecraft from the suborbital trajectory and propels it into an orbital flight path.
Orbital perigee 170 kilometers confirmed. First Block DM main engine shutdown. Block DM main engine shutdown 230105 UTC. Second Block DM main engine start confirmed.
And so we have confirmation that the second burn of the Block DM upper stage is now in operation. This 7-minute burn will inject the Block DM upper stage and the DirecTV 11 satellite into geosynchronous transfer orbit.
Block DM burn 2 shutdown confirmed. Block DM second burn shutdown time was 23:38:10 UTC. ACS confirms Block DM spacecraft separation. Mission Control Center confirms Block DM spacecraft separation.
C-Launch successfully delivered the DirecTV 11 broadcast satellite to orbit on March 19th. Marking its fourth successful launch of a DirecTV satellite. All systems performed nominally throughout the flight. A ground station at Hartebeestock, South Africa, acquired the first signal from the spacecraft at 10:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on March 20th, indicating the satellite is healthy and operating normally.
Wow, Bob, that was incredible, and I want to thank the people at Sea Launch, and especially Paula Korn, for that material there that you used. It was an incredible night. We had a ton of people in the Satellite Guys chat room, and it was a magical moment when that rocket lifted off from the Sea Launch launch pad there on the equator, and you could feel the energy in the air when you seen it going up in the air.
Yeah, the night couldn't have been more perfect, and you know, we remembered with that launch a pioneer of satellite. Without this guy, the satellite industry wouldn't be alive today.
Yeah, that was very touching. Just before the 1098 went down, Paula Korn announced that the launch of DirecTV 11 was being dedicated to the late Sir Arthur C. Clarke. And I was lucky enough to talk to Sir Clarke, not Doctor, and about a year and a half ago when I was doing the Pioneer Dinner, one day my phone rang and there was a British lady on the end and said, "I have Sir Clarke for you." And she put me through to him, and he said, basically told me that he appreciated what I was doing on the Pioneer Dinner, and because he was one of the honorees for the night, and he told me he couldn't make it out there. From what I recall, he said something to the effect of, while his mind is fully in motion, his legs are not, and that's why he stayed back in Sri Lanka. But he did send us over a nice DVD that we ran that night for the Pioneer Dinner event, and he also... thank me for my work on Satellite Guys, which is, from the person who invented satellite, basically, it was a real honor to get that phone call. And when I received the news the other night that he passed away, I honestly teared up because I felt like I knew the man for a long, long time, and I've only talked to him once.
Yeah, he's definitely never going to be forgotten, not on this side at least. And, you know, it was definitely sad news to hear it. And, you know, let's go ahead and switch gears now to a little bit more positive things. And here in 6 days, we're going to have some channel launches on DirecTV, hopefully.
Yeah, well, what are the ones coming out? I understand it's like a ABC Disney suite, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Disney Channel HD, Toon Disney HD, ESPN News HD, and there's one more in the whole suite that's supposed to be launching, too.
Yeah, the ESPN News HD, I actually got to see some of the tests of that channel. And it's going to be the most unique news service I've ever seen offered in HD. The graphics for it are phenomenal. And no matter what you're watching, you can always learn what you want to see right there and then, no waiting for something to roll around 10 minutes later. It's really unique. Interesting. While all the clips won't be in high definition, it does take advantage of all the high definition space they have up there. And it's really, really going to be really interesting, and I'm going to be glad to see that one.
Yeah, I'm looking at the site real quick, and the other channel is ABC Family HD. And, you know, I'm looking forward and excited to ESPN News HD, because even though all the clips won't be, the majority of them will be with all the high def out there.
ABC Family could be really interesting, especially around December, because every year they do the 25 Days of Christmas, and I'd like to see a lot of those Christmas specials in HD. This year we were lucky enough that the people at TBS, who never really show any real HD, showed A Christmas Story in full high definition, and it was really great to see that classic in high definition.
Right, and you know, next week we also have MLB Extra Innings debuting in high definition, and you know, I feel this year is going to be a really exciting year, because it seems that MLB is really trying to push the high def package out. I know here in Chicago, every game, that's every home game, every away game, is going to be in high def. And I'm understanding that it's like that in other markets too. So that package is going to be totally rocking this year.
Yeah, the only the problem they may have this year, and they're still working on negotiations for contract, is before Turner South used to carry the Atlanta Braves games, and WTBS in Atlanta, Channel 17, used to carry the Braves games. And the problem is WTBS Channel 17 in Atlanta, and we're not talking a superstation, we're talking the local channel. WTBS is no longer WTBS, and it's now the Peachtree Network. And Peachtree has access to these games, and DirecTV is negotiating currently with Peachtree to get these games into the Major League Baseball package, including the HD stuff.
Right, and from what I'm hearing, that has been settled, and that we will see those games in the MLB package this year. So it's definitely exciting news, and keep an eye out so we can get the official word on that.
Anyways, Bob, I'm hearing the music, but everybody stay tuned to Satellite Guys this week, because what I'm hearing is there's going to be a lot of happy Dish Network HD customers. Will that happen or not? We'll find out this week, and you can find out right here at Satellite Guys.
We'll see you real soon. Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon. We'll